Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, fam? It's Chappelle, host of the Recap Kickback podcast, here for another exit interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast. And I'm very sad and at the same time very excited to be speaking with the third person eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island, a legend in these reality TV streets, Claudia Jordan. Claudia, how are you?
I am good. How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, Claudia, I'm sad. You were the person who I thought was going to take it all. I got to know, what happened, Claudia?
I honestly never thought I was going to be able to take it all. I knew as soon as they found out I was from Deal or No Deal that I would have a target on my back. And then there was some of the contestants were like gunning for the people that they deemed already had enough success and they don't deserve to be there. And I didn't really think that was cool. We all kind of earned our way there. Again, it's me people pleasing. It's me helping out others. It's me thinking about other people's feelings over my own. And that's something I keep saying I have to work on. But it's who I am. People think I'm a mean girl. I'm really not. I'm actually too nice of a girl that just has a smart mouth.
Yeah, I definitely picked up on the self-sacrificing in this episode, because it did look like you would have been safe. You would have been perfectly fine had everything gone the way you planned. But you did end up volunteering to go up against the banker in order to take one for the team. Yeah. Looking back, do you think you just should have handled that differently, or is that just naturally how you're going to participate in any situation?
Yeah, that's how I am. When I was growing up, I would see my mom helping out every and anybody. I'm like, I'm never going to be like that when I get older. She's always getting played by people and she's so nice. I'm just like her, if not worse. I'm always like, here, take my heart. Let me help you. And rarely I get it back, but it's okay. I get blessed in other places. Honestly, I was really frustrated that day. I really wasn't feeling well. I was ready to go home. I was sick of it. Not the show, but some of the people. I was just like, you know what? If this is the kind of game that we're going to be having where we all agree and look each other in the eye and say we're going to do something, and then you kind of pull the reverse Uno just for a moment on television or whatever you're going through, do I really want to be around you for 3 more weeks? Probably not. So I can go back to the resorts, order me a pina colada, get out of that tent and get away from the snakes, and you snakes can battle it out. And I'll be over here. I'll see y'all when y'all get off. I'll be on the yacht.
I totally understand. Of course, one of the focal points of the episode was that argument between you and Kim Mateena. Do you think that was an accurate portrayal of your relationship with Kim, or just were you just having a really bad day that day?
No, that's exactly how I felt. And I stand on everything I said. I stand on business. That's how I felt. Mm-hmm. I just felt like she was just too desperate and too thirsty and kind of like just too eager to be the bad guy. And I'm like, girl, bye. It's like, you know, just play, just be you. You don't have to do all that. So it was too early in the game. Like day one, you're already like trying to be manipulative. And I'm like, save that to later when it's a little deeper in the game. Cause you've got to live with these people in the same tent. Like, do you want that tension on day two? I know I don't, but I'd be protecting my peace. That's why I look 30 and she looks 100. Negative energy will age you. I'm just saying.
Well, about that, you know, we did see her bleeped a few times on what she was saying about you. And then we saw how it got back to you and Boston Rob. It must have been something pretty nasty, because it really did turn the entire cast against her in a way. How did you feel with seeing that? Because you said things that hit differently in the jungle. And I was like, what exactly is being said? What is hitting differently in the jungle? We got to know.
Well, I'll let her tell you, but I just felt like it was extremely rude and it wasn't deserved. You know, it's like all the people that helped this old lady out of the mud and was cheering her on and, you know, trying to give her good advice and help her. I even put eyelashes on her. I tried to help her aesthetic. And, you know, I was like, even when she was, I knew she was doing dirty stuff, I was still trying to help her do her makeup and just little things. And it's like, you know what it's like? An enemy does something to you, it's one thing, but it's someone that you're looking out for and trying to like be nice to. It just makes you feel foolish for extending any kind of grace to someone, you know? And that's what that was about. Like me, if someone's good to me, I'll never turn on them. Like, I'll be like, it would really hurt me to be like that, you know. But she made her bed and she must lie in it, and that's on, period.
Yeah. We saw how loyal of an ally you were in this season. I remember when Jamil was going out and you were saying like, oh yeah, we're going to avenge you. And then we saw your closeness with Boston Rob as well. Was this a natural friendship you developed on the island, or is this like, I imagine y'all have seen each other around in the reality TV streets. Yeah. Y'all didn't have a pre-existing relationship?
I've never seen him on Survivor.
Wow.
I didn't know who he was. When I got there and everybody was freaking out, that's Boston Rob. Oh my God. I was like, relax. He's actually a human. Mm-hmm. Calm down. Boston's from Boston. Jamil is from Connecticut. I'm from Rhode Island. Actually, Stephanie and Aaron are also from the New England area. So we thought we'd have like a whole New England coalition of, you know, New Englanders. So I kind of like, you know, people were trying to turn me against Rob immediately. And I went and got to know him for myself, because I feel like people do that to me in real life. Like, oh, they'll say, have something negative to say about me. But then once they get to talk to me for 5 minutes, they say, you're nothing like I was told. So I feel like, I believe you should give people a chance to show you who they are and not just go by what other people say. That is how I live my life. So I have listen, I'm not intimidated by successful people. Some of those people are, but I'm not. I like being around successful people. Like, I would have loved to go into the end with Boston Rob and been like, okay, now that we got to hear, may the best man or woman win. I even in my friendships, I have boss women that I hang with. I don't feel like I need to have myself be the most successful in my group and then, or the prettiest, so all the attention's on me. I love having like equally yoked and higher yoked people, people that have just got it going on. It just inspires me. And I love being in that kind of environment. So I don't feel any kind of intimidation by people like that. I actually love being around people that got it right.
Yeah. Claudia, let's talk about the banker. So at some point in this episode, you find yourself in the hot seat to go up against the banker. I know you've been on the other side of the briefcase. How did it feel getting to play Deal or No Deal officially for the first time?
It's so different. And I got to tell my fellow Deal or No Deal models how we sat there and thought, oh, we could do a better job. It's different when you're in it. You're not really thinking clearly. You're very emotional. You're nervous. I mean, I didn't think I'd be that nervous playing a game that I watched a million times, but I was, you know, and I was shocked at how different it felt. I don't know. It does seem a lot easier when you're on the couch watching as far as like picking the cases. But it is a game of luck. And I think I left at the right time. I left with a 66% chance of my case like being lower. So I logically, technically, I did what I was supposed to do. But of course, as my luck would have it, the biggest amount was actually in my case. So I did what I didn't want to do. I got to play Deal or No Deal, and I got to put money on the board for the eventual winner. So, you know, no love lost. I did my thing.
Yeah, you did. Those two cases, I mean, straight out the gate, both of those cases were cases that you had held before. And then those were the ones, the million and the 500K that you pulled. So there's something to say about that for sure. But if you had won, you talked about, you know, obviously there was some there's no love lost between you and Kim. But also there was an idea that you might come after Stephanie. Who would you have picked to eliminate if you had beat the banker?
I was going back and forth between Kim and Stephanie. I think it was going to eventually be Stephanie, because she was more of Kim was more annoying, but Stephanie was more like a threat to our sanity, because the way she was so able to switch on a dime. I mean, this woman was part of the plan to go against Kim and then play totally dumb when it was time on camera. And I was like, whoa, you really just did that, girlfriend? Like, you are like, that is something like, wow, she brought the plan to me. Her and Alyssa brought the plan to my tent. So to sit there on the stage and be like, what plan? I'm not really with this. And in her interviews to say that she wasn't with the plan. Homegirl, you were the co-sponsor of the plan. Knock it off. Knock it off. I was born that night, but not last night. So, you know, it just gave liar, liar, pants on fire. And I feel like Kim, I could have gotten Stephanie out that week, and Kim's going to find herself in the bottom two again. So, you know, I just felt like we can get Kim off another time. You know, had I won, that would have been my plan. I would have reverse Uno her the way she reversed Uno me and us.
Yeah, gotcha. Claudia, what do you have coming up next? We have to wrap up soon, but everybody's dying to know, where else can they find you on television these days?
I'm on TGIF 5 days a week. That's a show that I created and I cast and I host 5 nights a week on the Foxhole Network, 5 on the East Coast, 8 on the West, if they want to catch them on my shady commentary. And also, I just completed season 3 of College Hill for BET. That will come out right after, shortly after the BET Awards this summer. So that's coming out really quickly. I just got reached out for 2 movies. One is the biggest role I've ever had. And if it goes through, it will be... I won't worry about no briefcases because I'll be good, good, good. Okay, I'm just saying no. But I just want to say to NBC, thank you for bringing me back and spinning the block with me. NBC has always been good to me. I've done a lot of my biggest shows on NBC, Celebrity Apprentice, Deal or No Deal, hosting the Miss Universe pageant, you know, Deal or No Deal Island. You'll always be sentimental to me. And I got love for y'all. So anything you need from me, I am here. So y'all can bring me back next season as Joe's co-host so I can do the Cylon color commentary. I'm putting it out there. There it is. NBC, what's good?
Yes, we'd love to see it. Claudia, that's our time. Thank you so much for joining me on this exit interview on RHAP. It has been a pleasure. All right, everyone. That was the legendary Claudia Jordan, the third person eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps. And be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Recap Kickback for more information on what I have going on. Until the next time, peace.